To take shelter from the sweltering sun, residents of Puerto Wilches sit on their patios, listening to music of vallenato and cumbia like they have for decades. But step into a dark and damp concrete block home, and you'll hear something radically different. Puerto Wilches is one of the last places you'd expect to hear rock music. But a group of teens and 20-somethings are changing that. In just 3 years, they've come together to form 6 rock bands. They call themselves Wilcherucks, and have drawn so much interest that the band members are now teaching others how to play, so that they too can join a rock band. 21-year-old Ramiro Caicedo is one of the main instructors.
The ironic thing is that I've never had a music teacher. I learned the guitar by myself. I read books and downloaded courses, and that's how I learned to teach. I don't know if I'm a good teacher or not, but they're all learning quickly. They're very intelligent.
Tonight, Ramiro's teaching Lina Picon, a 16-year-old student, how to play the drums.
Cuando pasa en el segundo acorde, devuelve al principio, que son dos vueltas.
Picon is the first young woman in any of the bands. The band members agree rock shouldn't just be for guys. But what do Picon's friends think of her playing the drums in a rock band?
They think I'm crazy. Women always sing or play another instrument. I can safely say I'm the only woman in Puerto Wilches who is playing the drums.
That's something Caicedo, Picon's teacher, likes to hear.
I feel good when someone says, he's the one who taught me, or you're the one who told me how.
Olimpo Piñeres, who helped form the bands and who opens up his house every night for them to practice, thinks being in a rock band doesn't just have the power to change one person's life. Here, he thinks rock music is helping change a town and its young generation. Puerto Wilches has suffered from decades of armed conflict in Colombia. Up until a few years ago, the town has always been under the control of an armed group, whether left-wing guerrillas or right-wing paramilitaries. Both groups terrorized inhabitants with threats and assassinations, and both armed groups often forcibly recruited youth to fight with them. Piñera sees rock music as a new and very different role that the youth can play here.
Young people have always been used here, for example, to serve in the military or the guerrilla or in the paramilitary. With rock, I wanted to make sure they are the ones who are the principal actors.
Caicedo thinks his town is willing to look beyond the negative stereotypes of rock music because they like what they see.
When we started to play, we thought people here wouldn't like it. But people really supported it. Even if they didn't like it, they saw these guys are doing something good. They're not into drugs or stealing or in a paramilitary group. People see this and they support us.
Some local businesses and foundations have even donated instruments to the musicians. Jairo Tokika, a longtime supporter of Wilcher Rocks, says the musicians are teaching the town that it's okay to be different.
For everyone who's experienced violence so close up and many different phases of violence, rock has shown that we can live in peaceful coexistence, that you can live together while accepting others' differences.
Piñeras has big hopes for Ramiro Caicedo, Lina Picon, and the other members of Wilcher Rocks. He wants them to play nationally and someday internationally, and let Puerto Wilches bring a new story to the world.
The image outsiders have of us is that we are a village with a lot of violence. I think that through rock, we are creating a new story for our town, because we're tired of hearing the same stories. We don't just want to talk anymore. We want to create a new story, one which we have constructed ourselves.
And Ramiro Caicedo and his friends are playing the soundtrack to that new story. For Deutsche Welle Radio, I'm Nadia Drost in Puerto Wilches, Colombia. Yeah.